弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又把弟兄姐妹聚集在这里，我们同心合意来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing the brothers and sisters here together to worship you because of your grace and mercy.
主，当我们来到你的面前，求主你给我们每个人一颗饥渴慕义的心。
Lord, I pray that you give us a desiring heart when we come in front of you during this worship.
让我们都知道我们的灵里面实在的缺乏。
Let us all know we are lacking in our spirit.
我们实在需要主你特别的恩典来开启我们的心。
We do need your spirit to open our heart.
让我们能够在主你的话语、主你的里面得到满足。
So we can be filled by your words in your spirit.
愿主你带领我们以下的敬拜。
May the Lord lead our worship the remaining of the time.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Our praise in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每个人的一生呢，按照我们身体的成长或者事物认识事物的这个过程，可以分为几个阶段。
We can divide our life into a few periods based on our physical growth and our learning.
那我们一般可以分为孩童、青年、中年、老年等不同的阶段。
We can divide into children, we can youth, middle age, and older generations.
那么一些这个法规或者社会的一些伦理道德的这个跟这个实施，也是根据人的这个所处的特定阶段来制定和实施的。
Yeah, some of the rules and the laws are based upon the period of everybody's growth.
那么例如呢，我们小学的时候呢有小学生守则，那么高中时候呢我们就会学习法律常识。
For example, in the elementary school, we have code for being an elementary student, and when you are going to the high school, you will learn more advanced laws.
那么小学是只是教导我们说不打人不骂人。
When we were in elementary school, we were taught don't hit others, don't say bad words about others.
那么大学时候呢，我们就会学习怎么样来遵纪守法。
In college, we will learn how to follow the law and obey the law.
那么作为基督徒也是相仿。
As a Christian, we are similar.
那我们从听信了福音、重生得救的那一刻起。
From the time we listen to the gospel and we accept it to become a new person.
那么一个新生命就取代了我们的旧生命。
A new life replaces our old selves.
那我们就成了一个属灵的婴孩。
We become a baby in the spirit.
那么从此就开始了我们一个基督徒的生活。
So we start our life of a Christian.
那么随着我们属灵生命的成长，那我们对神、对人、对我们所处的这个世界也越来越多有更多的认识。
As we grow in our become in Christian walks, you know how we look at people.The world and the God, we all have growing understanding.
所以我们的属灵生命也会进入了一个另一个阶段。
Our spiritual life will go into different periods as well.
那么此时呢，神也就给我们立下了我们在这个新的阶段一个新生活的一个这种的守则。
So as we become Christian, God gave us a new life code as we become the new person.
那么让我们能够靠着他的恩典来去遵行。
So we can follow it by His grace.
那么这主要体现在我们行事为人的这些各样的方式上。
Mostly it will be evident on how we deal with people and act out.
那么尽管我们有各自有了一个新的生命。
Even though we all have a new life.
然而我们都还不是完全人。
But we are not perfect.
那么就像上一次信息我们讲到的，我们基督徒的人生呢是一个不断从旧人。脱去旧人和穿上新人的一个过程。
Like we talked in the last sermon, the life of a Christian is a continuing process for get rid of your old self and become a new person.
所以我们能够脱去旧我，穿上新我。
We can take off our old selves and put on a new being.
那么是因为圣灵的工作，重造我们的时候，已经给了我们这一方面的能力。
It's all because as we become reborn through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit gave us the power and ability.
那么它改变了我们过去虚妄的心。
change our heart in the for the from the past.
恢复我们生命本该有的仁义和圣洁。
Restore us so that we can after the righteousness that we should have.
那我们一定会问，那我们怎么样才能在我们行事为人时体现出我们脱去旧人，还有穿上新人呢？
So you must ask, you know, as we become a new person, how can I behave and do will reflect that.
那么通过今天的信息呢，使徒保罗就通过一些日常生活的具体事例。
So through today's message, Apostle Paul go through our daily lives and give us examples.
那么告诉我们活出一个新的生命是什么意思？
And teach us what does it mean to live a new life.
那么从而告诉我们每一个基督徒。
And teach every single Christian.
那么行事为人都当用爱和真理来取代我们老我出于的这些邪情私欲。
So we should all, as we do our things, we all need to get rid of our old desires, but all follow the spirit lead.
那我们从三个方面来考虑今天的信息。
We will discuss in three aspects.
那我们从新人旧人转变成新人，我们要以诚相待，及时和好。
So when we become a new person, we want to be honest with each other and reconcile promptly.
那么其次，我们也应当管理我们的言行来造福他人。
And we also need to manage the words and the deeds and benefit others.
那么最后，我们还需要体贴圣灵，我们要彼此饶恕。
And last, we need to be considerate of the Holy Spirit and forgive one another.
那我们呢，先来看我们今天要分享第一点，就是我们要以诚相待，及时和好。
Let's look at the first point. Be honest with each other and reconcile promptly.
那么这在二十五到二十七节。
This is at the verse 25 to 27.
我们先来看二十五节。
Let's look at 25.
二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Verse 25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor.For we are members one of another.
那么这里的动词弃绝，它的本意就是脱去的意思。
Here the verb of put away is just to get rid of.
那么在原文中，它用的是一个分词的形式。
In the original text, it has a particle.
所以呢，它表示一个不断进行的动作。
It's reflect a keep doing things. It's going.
这里的谎言呢，在原文中的意思就是虚假。
The falsehood here means it's fake, not real.
这也就是说，不诚实是老我的一部分。
That means if not being honest is part of your old self.
我们需要不断的把它脱去。
We have to get rid of all the time.
而诚实呢，是新我的一部分。
But honest is part of your new self.
我们需要不断地把它穿上。
We should put on more and more.
那么这是使徒保罗对前面所讲到的脱去旧人穿上新人给出的一个具体事例。
So this is how Paul gave an example of how to get rid of your old selves and put on a new self, new life.
那就是我们要弃绝谎言来以诚相待。
So we need to put away falsehood and we have to be truthful to each other.
那么使徒保罗在这里呢，把弃绝谎言列为基督徒生命守则的第一条。
Here Paul put get rid of falsehood as the number one rule.
那么这是因为呢，说谎它是一个罪人在日常生活中最主要也是最普遍的一个特性。
That's because speak of lies is very common among our sinful natures.
那么我们在小药理问答的学习中也讨论了说谎的这个主题。
During our study on Friday night, we also discussed about the lies.
那么大家都有很好的分享。
We all have good sharings.
那么我们每一个在座的每一个人，不管是大人还是小孩子。
Everyone here, whether it's grown up or the children.
我想问一问每位，哪位有没有说我从来没有撒过谎
？And I want to ask who has never lied before.
我想没有一个人敢可以这样讲。
I think nobody can dare to say that.
让我们一起想一下，如果你犯了一个罪或者做错了一件事情，
Let's all think about it. When you sinned or you do something wrong,
那么你不想让别人知道。
You do not want other people to know about it.
所以你就想撒谎来掩盖它。
So you should put out a lie to cover this.
但是由于你撒了这个谎，你就会用另一个谎来掩盖前一个谎。
But once you have one lie come out, then you need another lie to cover this one.
那么这样下去呢，结果就是一个谎言接着一个谎言。
In this case, then a lie after lie.
那么最后导致你的一生可能就是一个骗，一个一生的结局就是一个欺骗。
It can result all your life is live under the falsehood.
所以使徒首先警告基督徒，我们要弃绝谎言。
So the Apostle Paul teaches us the first thing you need to do is put away the falsehood.
那么其实呢，弃绝谎言也是我们蒙恩得救的一个很好的见证。
Also, put away falsehood is a good testimony after we receive a new life.
那么主耶稣呢，谈到魔鬼和不信他的人的时候，他是约翰福音八章四十四节这样讲。
When Jesus talk about devils and the people who do not believe the Lord,
那么在约翰福音八章四十四节，他说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。”
In John chapter 8:44, Jesus said this.You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
那么一个习惯于说谎或者对说谎呢毫不在乎的人。
If your lie becomes a habit or you don't care,about the consequence of lies.
那么他很可能是一个不认识神的人。
He most likely he does not know God.
那么使徒保罗在这句命令的最后给出了弃绝谎言、讲实话的理由。
At the end of this this verses, Paul gave us the reason why we have to put off the falsehood.
他说：“因为我们互相为肢体。”
He said, "For we are members, one of another."
虽然基督徒在任何情况下都不应该撒谎。
Even though Christians, under any circumstances, we should not lie.
所以都应该弃绝谎言。
Should always put away falsehood.
但是呢，我想使徒保罗在这里更强调的是在教会。
When Paul, Apostle Paul said here is more emphasized on inside the church.
那我们弟兄姐妹在基督里互为肢体。
Brothers and sisters, we are part of one body.
如果我们对某一个肢体说谎
，If we lie to one of the body，
实际是在伤害整个身体。
We're gonna hurt the whole body of the church。
也就是在伤害教会。
And that is to hurt the whole church。
当然也是在伤害你自己。
And hurt yourself as well。
我们谁也不可以说我伤害了我的一个指头，但是我没有伤害我自己。
Nobody can say if I hurt on my fingers, but I did not hurt myself。
所以我们可以这样想。
So we can think of this way.
如果有谎言存在，我们就不可能有真实的彼此的交通。
If there are lies existing, we cannot have a true heart-to-heart communication.
因为我们促成交通的最主要的因素就是我们彼此的来信任。
Because part of a true communication is trust between each other.
那么在交通中一旦有谎言，那么就不可能彼此的建造。
If we communicate in lies, then we cannot establish each other.
那么我们得救以后成为基督徒的肢体。
After we born again, we are part of the Christ's body.
那么我们最重要的职责就是维护基督里的合一。
And one of the most important duty is to keep the unity of the church.
也就是维护基督身体的合一。
Also, that means we keep the unity of Christ's body.
而说谎只能对这个合一带来破坏。
And a lie can only destroy this unity.
所以我们不，但是我们不可能不犯罪。
But we cannot stop sinning.
也就是任何人可能在一些情况下，可能会无意中说一些不，就是不真实的东西。
Sometimes when we say something not true in under certain circumstances.
然而，神要的是我们一颗诚实悔改的心。
But what God wants is our true and repentant heart.
如果我们实在是发现了某一位肢体说谎，或者我们自己说谎，我们要诚实地来到神的面前来认罪悔改。
We need to repent before Lord if we do find out that part, some part of the body do have lies or we lied ourselves.
那么就像大卫他在犯罪之后他自己的祷告。
Just like the prayer David made after he sinned.
那么他在诗篇五十一篇六章五十一篇六节前半部分，还有他的十七节的后半部分，他说：“你所喜爱的是内里诚实，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。”
As David wrote in the Psalm 51, 6 and 17, "Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being." A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
所以呢，我们只要来到神的面前，把我们的罪向神认了我们的罪，那么神必然会赦免我们的罪。
So if you come before the Lord and truly repent, and God will forgive our sins.
那么如果我们肢体之间以诚相待，我们也会在出现问题的时候呢，会及时的去和好。
If we are walking together in truth and can easily be reconciled if we run into issues.
那么这也是二十六节到二十七节给我们的提示。
This is what the verse 26 to 27 tell us.
那么二十六节是生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil.
那我们在日常生活中，我们肢体之间一定会出现误会、摩擦、生气，甚至是互相的这种冒犯或者彼此的伤害。
In our daily life, as we are all part of a church, we can have misunderstanding, sometimes resulting in trust, and we can may hurt each other.
那么，作为不完全的蒙恩的罪人
，We are all sinners. We are not perfect.
那么，这些都是会有的。
Those all can happen.
那么，如果我们按照爱神和爱人如己的原则去处理得好。
If we need to deal with it, follow the love of the Lord as well and love the neighbors as yourself, these are the two rules.
那么所有的这些事情都会成为我们的祝福。
All these things can be the blessings to us.
那么在罗马书八章二十八节也这样讲到，他说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招的人。
In Romans 8:28, here's what it says.And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose.
也就是每一位蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们一生中的计划呢，是神给我们设定的。
Like everyone, we are be called by the Lord. All our daily life are called, arranged by God.
所以发生在我们身上的每一件事情，都是对我们有好处的。
Everything happened to us is good to us.
那么记得我在上神学的时候，一位老师呢经常讲的一句话。
When I went to cemetery, I remember one of the teachers he's constantly remind us of.
那么他说，教会中出现的每一个问题，都是教会肢体成长的一次机会。
What he said is any incident happened inside a church is a growth opportunity for all of us to learn.
那我当时对这句话呢？其实不是很理解。
Yeah, at that time I wasn't fully understand the meaning.
那么现在我理解的其实越来越深。
Now I have more and more understanding.
那么保罗这里在强调的是，肢体之间一旦出现问题，就要及时处理，尽快和好。
What Paul here emphasizes is if there's any issues inside the church, we need to reconcile quickly.
不可，那么这里他说我们不可给魔鬼留地步。
Here we said we give no opportunity to the devil.
那么这里不可给魔鬼留地步，它的意思就是不可给魔鬼留任何趁虚而入的机会，来进一步破坏这种彼此的关系。
Here the meaning give no opportunity to the devil means that we do not give devil any single opportunity for a devil to be used to continue to creating these distrust between the parts of the church.
因为我们每个人犯罪的时候呢，彼此或者伤害的时候呢，我们每个人的生命呢，属灵的生命都处在一个软弱的情况下。
When we are all sinned or lied, that we are our spiritual strength is weakened.
那么 随时那么都会受到魔鬼的攻击。
At any time, we might be attacked by Satan.
也是最容易受到魔鬼的攻击。
And that's the easiest time that Satan can attack us.
因为就像彼得前书五章八节，他说：“务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，他如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。”
Just like what's said in 1 Peter 5:8.Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
那么这里的每位夫妻，那么当你们彼此不愉快的时候，那么做丈夫的有没有按照爱妻子，像爱自己身体一样，那么去主动的去和好呢？
Here for all the husbands and wives, when you are having arguments between you, does the husband treat your wife as you treat your own body?
那么上一次我们在弟兄会门徒班上呢，一位弟兄有一个很好的分享。
Last time in our brother fellowship, and we have a great sharing.
他说他每次如果跟妻子发了脾气，只要真诚的去道歉，妻子总是会接受。
He said every time he argued with his wife, and as long as he repent, and the wife always forgive him.
那么他们总是一下就和好了。
And they will be united again.
那我们每位父母亲
，every parent，
那么当你们的孩子呢，那么有跟你们发生不愉快的时候
，when your kids are not following your words，
那么我们做父母亲的有没有放下自己的姿态
？As your parents, do you lower yourselves？
那么为和他们主动去和好
，and reconcile with your children，
因为他们幼小的属灵的生命其实需要父母亲慢慢的来帮助他们。
They need the parents, the kind of heart to help lead them in their spiritual growth.
那我们在座的做小孩子的
，and for all the children sitting here.
那么当你们冒犯了父母亲或者不听话的时候
，when you are not listening to your parents.
那么惹了父母亲的气
，and the parents may be angry at you.
那么你有没有到父母亲？那么有没有想到你父母亲对你的养育之恩？
Have you thought about the parents, how much effort and love they put to help you grow?
那么他们从小到大这样的照顾你。
And they take care of you from your birth.
那么你也有没有想到十诫中那么关于当孝敬父母这一命令？
Have you thought about the Ten Commandments that ask you to honor your parents?
去向你的父母亲道歉。
And you may need to say sorry to your parents.
主动去和你的父母亲和好。
And you have to proactively to reconcile with your parents.
那我们弟兄姐妹，主内的弟兄姐妹之间。
And for the brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我们也难免发生互相的误会或者伤害。
We also can have a misunderstanding and may hurt each other.
那你是不是那一位首先去和好的那一位？
Are you the one who initiate a reconciliation process?
那么上面的这些情况呢，如果我们没有这样去做，其实就是在给魔鬼留地步。
For all those situations, if we don't do it, that gives the devil a opportunity.
那我们再来看下一个原则。
Let's look at the second principle.
那么就是说，我们当管理我们的言行，我们要造福他人。
We need to manage our words and deeds and benefit others.
那么在28-29节。
From verse 28-29.
那么这里讲，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余，分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的话，叫听见的人得益处。
Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, do honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
那么让我们一起来看一下偷什么样来理解偷窃。
Let's all look at what does it mean to steal.
那么我自己想呢，偷窃呢是为了满足自己的私欲或者需要。
I think steal is try to satisfy your own needs.
那么而占有或取用任何不属于你自己的东西。
But to take things that does not belong to you.
那么这既包括物质的东西，比如这个钱财或者金钱。
It includes the material things like money.
那么也包括这些非物质的东西。
Also include things that are not material.
那么，比如时间，或者是信息、知识产权等等。
For example, time and information and IP.
那么孩子们呢，如果你去小朋友家，看见任何你喜欢的一些东西。
Children, as you go to your friend's house, you see things that you like.
如果你不经主人的允许，你拿走了，这是偷窃。
If you took it before you get the consent from the owner, then that is steal.
那么每位在公司做工的员工们，如果你未经公司的允许拿走公司的任何的东西，这当然也是偷窃。
If you are employee in a company, if you don't get the agreement from the company, you took away things, that is also called stealing.
那么或者任何人，那么如果你未经许可呢，你从网络上下载这些拥有版权的文字、音响等制品，其实也是偷窃。
If you download anything from the internet, without taking a note of the intellectual properties, that is also stealing.
那么，如果你在工作的时间做你自己的私事，其实这也是偷窃。
If you do your own business in the during work hours, that's also stealing.
因为这段时间不属于你自己。
Because this duration of time does not belong to you.
是专门用来你给公司做事情。
Should belong to the company that you work for.
那么当然，那些未经允许使用或抄袭他人的论文、文章或者这些技术的，也都是偷窃。
So, but including all those, when you are copy and you are without the permission from the original owner, that's also stealing.
那么一些行为其实即使撒谎也是偷窃。
For some of the behaviors, just the liars, that's also stealing.
那么例如一些有的人呢，他去谎报该交的税。
Sometimes people lie about their tax returns.
那么这既是偷窃也是撒谎。
This is not only stealing, but also lying.
那么或者如果你去提供虚假的信息而得到你不该有的这些社会的福利。
Or you provide some fake information to get welfare from society.
那么这既是偷窃也是撒谎。
That's also stealing and lying.
那么这里污秽的言语是指所有那些肮脏的、粗鲁的。
Here the corrupting talk means all these dirty talks.
或者那些丑陋的、无聊的。
Also these uglies and meaningless.
或者那些邪恶的、下流的言辞。
All these corrupted talks.
那么这些言辞呢，只会污秽人或者给人带来反感。
These kind of talks only can put dirt on people and give people discomfort.
如果你讲这样的话，对你对别人无任何的好处，你听了这些话，对你自己也没有任何益处。
So say those words does not benefit others, as a listen to these words also does not benefit yourself.
那么保罗不是只是让我们说少说这些污秽的言语。
Paul didn't say just speak less of these words.
他告诉我们这样的说这些言语呢，一句也不可出我们的口。
So Paul says you cannot speak any of it.
那么而且呢，我们也应当不但是不出我们的口，我们也应当呢，就是避免就是进入这些的环境。
So not only we should not say those words, we also should avoid those kind of environment.
那么一些孩子呢，他们经常听一些网上呀或者哪里这些音乐歌曲。
Yeah, some of the children like to listen to the songs on the internet.
那么一些歌曲其实是里面含有很多污秽的语言。
Some of the songs contain very corrupting lyrics.
虽然他的音乐你喜欢
，even though the music you like，
但是里面的话语可能会污秽你自己。
But those words are very dirty.
那么一些我们经常去上网去浏览各种东西。
Sometimes we browse on the internet.
那么好多的东西可能会污秽你自己。
A lot of the material can corrupt yourself.
那我们自己真的要小心。
We need to be very careful.
那么这里保罗使徒保罗呢，从做工和言语两个方面来这个吩咐基督徒。
Here, what Paul is from working and words.To enrich us.
那么不要靠偷窃得财富。
Don't get your wealth from stealing.
要勤奋做工。
You need to work hard.
不要说污秽的言语。
Don't say those corrupting words.
要说造就人的话。
We should say the words that benefit others.
那么基督徒从这两个方面来管理我们自己的言行的话。
From those two, we can manage our what we do and what we say.
那我们做这些的主要的目的其实是为了他人的好处。
The purpose for this is to benefit others.
当然对我们自己也一定会有益。
And also will benefit ourselves.
那我们这样做呢，可以让物质上有需要的人得到帮补。
If we do this, we can help those who are in physical needs.
那么让心灵上有需要的人得到激励或者安慰。
So for people who are in spiritual needs can get encouraged.
那么使徒保罗呢，不只是吩咐基督徒这样去行。
Apostle Paul not only asked the people to do this.
那么他自己其实就是一个很好的榜样。
He himself set a role model for all of us.
那么在使徒行传二十章三十五节，保罗这样讲，他说。
In Acts 20:35, Paul said this.
他说：“我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道，应当这样劳苦，辅助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说：施比受更为有福。”
In all things, I've shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
那保罗这句话里面告诉我们，我们当这样劳苦，就是辅助软弱的人。
So Paul in here says we should be working hard to help those weak.
那么软弱的人，他可能是在身体上软弱。
So the weak can be mean physically weak.
他可能他在经济上有需要。
For example, he may have financial needs.
那他也可能他在属灵的生命上有需要。
Also, maybe he also can be needy in the spiritual area.
所以主耶稣在这儿说，施比受更为有福。
So the Lord Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
我们施与人的不只是物质上的、金钱上的。
We can bless people not only just on the money and the finance.
我们可以也用智慧的言语、恩慈的言语去鼓励人、去安慰人。
We can also use wise words to help encourage others.
所以当我们做这些时候，他说施比受更为有福，也就是不但这些人得到祝福，我们自己也会得到祝福。
When we do this, it's more blessed. Not only the people who receiving those gets blessings, we also get blessed.
那么我们为了他人的好处来管理我们的行为和言语的时候
，When we manage our words and deeds to benefit others,
那我们其实这是主给我们的一个恩典。
That is a grace God give us.
我们这样的恩典就要用在主让我们做的这个就弟兄姐妹彼此的建造上。
We need to act this grace out when we work together.
那我们再来看我们新生命的是不是第三个方面
？Let's look at the third area.
那么就是第三点，就是我们要体贴圣灵，也要彼此来饶恕。
So we need to be considerate of the Holy Spirit, forgive one another.
那么这在最后三节，三十到三十二节。
It's from verse 30 to 32.
那么三十节说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，从怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and the clamor and the slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
那么这里说圣灵要担忧，我们想知道，那么为什么圣灵要他要担忧？
Here we say the why the Holy Spirit needed to grieve.
那我现在想问大家一个问题，如果你看到你所爱的一个人正在做一些你认为不好的事，或者做一些你想让他做他没有去做的事。
So let me think about this case where you see a person you love are doing things he shouldn't be doing, or the things you do not want him to be doing.
那么你心中的感受是什么
？What is your feeling?
我想你一定就是担忧。
And you will be having the grief.
那么如果父母亲看到自己的孩子不好好学习，而花费大量的时间在玩游戏
Well, if the parents see their children do not spend time on the study, but spend all his time on playing games,
那么他们的心里一定会很担忧。
And in their heart, they will be grieved.
那么如果夫妻双方有一方呢，热情追求主，有一方呢，就是不是很爱主。
And between husband and wife, if one of them are really designed for the Lord, but the other one does not,
那么爱主的这一位呢，肯定会担忧那位不太追求的。
The one who loves the Lord will have grief for the one who does not.
所以也就是说，担忧其实是一种爱心的体现。
Here, the grief is actually an act of love.
所以神因着爱我们，他呢把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救了出来。
God loves us, so He rescued us from these worries and griefs.
那么圣灵作为我们得救的印记，住在我们每一个重生得救的基督徒里面。
The Holy Spirit is the seal for our redemptions. He lives in every single one of us.
使我们能够有信心能够活出一个基督徒的生命，也在一直在等候主耶稣基督第二次再来。
So we can have faith to live out the Christian life and patiently wait for Jesus Christ's second coming.
所以呢，我们能够在成圣的过程中不断地脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So as we walk the Christian life, we can continuously putting off our old selves and put on new life.
那么最根本的原因就是因为圣灵在我们内住，在我们里面在做一个美好的工作。
The most fundamental reason is because the Holy Spirit indwells in us and help us to make good decisions.
那么如果我们基督徒继续撒谎偷窃，
If we continue to steal and lying as a Christian,
说污秽的言语。
And say those bad, corrupting words.
那么在我们里面的圣灵呢，他就会担忧。
And the spirit inside of us will be grieved.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他不想让我们做那些不好的事情。
He does not want us to do those bad deeds.
那么如果我们不想让圣灵担忧，
If we do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit,
那我们就要体贴圣灵的感受。
So we need to understand, we need to be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
要遵从圣灵的带领。
We'll follow His lead.
行事为人要讨神的喜悦。
Whatever we do need to be pleasing to God.
所以小孩子们，如果你要想让你的父母亲放心。
For the children, if you want your parents to be satisfied,
那么就要去好好的学习，不浪费时间去做父母亲担心的事情。
You will put focus on study and do not do the other things that make your parents worry.
那么那些夫妻双方那些被担心的那方，
In the husband and wife, the one that was worried about,
那么如果你想让这个那对方呢不担心，那就要去真的去好好的爱主，去追求。
If you do not want the other party to worry about you, you need to love the Lord and be designed the saving grace.
那么此外呢，我们也应该当用恩慈、怜悯和饶恕来取代一切的这些苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧闹、毁谤和恶毒。
And in addition, as Paul mentioned, we should get rid of all these. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, all of those need to be put away and replaced with a tender heart, forgiving, forgive one another.
那么让基督的爱能够充满我们的心。
Let the Christ's love fill our heart.
那么哥林多前书13:4-7其实就把这个爱呢说得非常的透彻。
First Corinthians 13:4-7, they have a very good definition for what is love.
而且他也这里就是把这个恩慈、怜悯、饶恕等等也说得非常的清楚。
And also a very clear definition on the patience and kindness.
那么他这里说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
Here it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
那我们要想在行为上有根本的改变。
If we want to have a completely change in our behavior,
那我们必须首先来改变我们的内心。
We have to change our heart first.
因为我们一切的行为都是因为内心里面想的而行出来的。
All the behaviors are governed by what inside your heart.
所以只有内心生出良善的东西。
Only the goodness come out from your heart.
才能把那些恶毒的东西驱赶出去。
Then you can get rid of all these bad things.
那我们都见过这个树叶呢，它在春天长起来，在秋天就落下去。
We all see the tree leaves grown up in the spring and fall in the before the winter.
那么树叶的脱落，它不是主要原因，不是因为这个外面就是使这个树摇动。
The drop of the leaves is not because outside the tree is shaking.
最根本的原因呢，是因为它有新芽长出来。
The true reason is that there's a new leaves is going to grow out.
那么基督徒的行事为人的改变
for us to change our behavior as a Christian,
其实也是这个道理。
It's also the same reason.
只有新生命取代旧生命，我们的生命才会有改变。
Only we replace the old self with a new life, then we can have a real change.
那么这也是我们一生的工作。
And that's our whole life's effort.
就是穿上新人，脱去旧人。
Is put on a new life and put away our old selves.
那我们今天呢，分享了这个体现基督徒新生命改变的一些具体的事例。
In this sermon, we shared a few of the examples of how to become a new people.
那么这是我们作为基督徒的这种的生活的守则。
This is the life code for our Christians.
那么其实也是我们有新生命的一个体现。
And also a reflection that we do have a new life under Christ.
那么为了让他人和自己得益处。
It's for benefit others and ourselves.
那么也是为了我们教会弟兄姐妹肢体的合一。
And also to keep the unity of our brothers and sisters inside the church.
我们要弃绝谎言。
We need to put away falsehood.
我们要认真管理我们自己的言行。
We need to manage our words and deeds.
那为了不让我们里面居住的圣灵担忧。
And we do not want to grieve our Holy Spirit.
我们要这个以恩慈相待。
We need to treat each other with grace.
我们要从怜悯的心。
We have mercy with each other.
我们要彼此的来饶恕。
We will forgive each other.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
你透过圣经，你把你的真理写下来。
You reveal your truth through your word.
让我们每个弟兄姐妹能够有这样的。方法能够常常的来学习
，so every brother and sister can study your words.
让我们知道我们生活中行事为人该当如何讨你的喜悦。
And you let us know how should we behave in our daily life.
天父，我们就求主你真的是该能够在我们每个弟兄姐妹的心中做美好的善工。
Lord, I pray that you do good work in every brother and sisters.
主，让今天你的信息不但真的是让我们听到，也能够让我们。心中能够生长出愿意做的心。
Lord, I pray that the message will not only be heard, but also we have a willing heart to do it.
让我们的新人逐渐的真的是成长。
Let our new life continue to grow.
让我们的旧人逐渐被挪去。
And old selves can be put off.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.